Have you ever been in a point in your life where you said, I have been here before, and that was not a good thing? So in other words, like, have you ever heard of cases where somebody will marry somebody who was very abusive, then they go out and they turn around and they marry the same type of person all over again? Well, this morning I want to talk about breaking out of old destructive patterns. Welcome to Healing Begins. My name is Pastor Gale. I don't know what you're doing this morning, whether you're driving down the road, are you in the home, whatever you're doing, I hope this program is enjoyable for you today. So before we get into it, I want to talk about a new book I have out. It's actually a second edition of an old book. It's called The Unexpected Call. You can find it on Amazon. It's my story about my trip to 9/11 2 weeks after the terrorist attack. And so it's really about hope after disaster, and there's 50 colored pictures right in the middle of the book. Find it on Amazon.com, The Unexpected Call. If you're enjoying the programs, I know that you would enjoy this book because I was endeavoring to take you to New York City through my eyes and that your heart would be touched, and 10% of all royalties are going to go to missions. When we first launched the book, the first thing we did with royalties is we bought the Hastings Fire Department an ice suit, which they rescued two people through the ice that year. So it's a good read. You can get it on Kindle, on Amazon. I think you'll really enjoy it. So today, I am talking about breaking out of old destructive patterns of behaviors, which is a very hard thing to break out of, and you really got to work at it, and you got to be able to recognize some things. And so before I get into this, there are some podcasts that I want to recommend that you listen to on the Healing Begins podcast channel, which you can find on Spotify, Google, anywhere where you get your podcast. And I'm going to give you the episode numbers and the titles that you ought to listen to that I'll be referring back to today. Episode 52, Breaking the Enemy's Lies. Episodes 70 and 71, Changing the Way You Think, Part 1 and Part 2. In episode 28, The Power of True Identity. So those are some of the episodes that will help you with this teaching this morning. So get yourself an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, ink pen or a pencil, whatever you like to do. And we're going to talk about breaking destructive cycles. And the first thing I want to talk about is how we develop strongholds in our life, that if we don't deal with those strongholds, they lead us in the wrong direction and often areas of our life where we really don't want to go. So on your 8.5 piece of paper, 8.5 by 11, right in the middle, I want you to draw a dot. That's right, a dot right in the middle of the paper. All right. Then around that dot, I want you to draw two or three circles, make it look like a bullseye. So what the dot represents hurting events that have happened to you in your life that have deeply affected you. The lines around the hurting event, making it look like a bullseye, represent how we develop belief systems based on how we feel to protect us from pain and hurt. Now, the problem with these belief systems, because they're based on how we feel, many times they're based on a half-truth, and a half-truth is a whole lie. So the purpose of the belief system is to try to keep you from pain and hurt. But every time one of your belief systems fail, you have to develop another belief system based on how you feel, which means based on lies. And so what do you do? What does this look like? So the dot, I'm going to give you an example we find here a lot. But maybe the dot in the middle that's the hurt is, I went to church, they treated me very badly. So the belief system says, all the people that go to church are nothing but hypocrites. Well, is it true that there are hypocrites in the church? The answer is yes. But are they all hypocrites? The answer is no. And we got to remember, Jesus didn't come for the healthy. He came for the sick. And so that belief system, everybody that goes to church is a hypocrite, is wrong. Or you might be out the next day with a bunch of believers and they treat you bad and talk about you bad, and so you form another belief system. I'll never go out with Christians again. You cannot trust them. They will always betray you and talk about you. Will that happen from time to time? Yes. Will it happen always? No. So one hurting event could have like 5 or 6 or more different belief systems that surrounds the event. The event might be a bad marriage you've been through, that you had a marriage and the man in the marriage treated you like garbage. So therefore, the belief system is all men are garbage. Is that true? Absolutely not. But what happens is you might have 4 or 5 strongholds in your life like this, and then they are what lead you in wrong directions in your life, and you find yourself in places where you say, how did I get here? So what is the solution for a stronghold like that? Well, the solution is this. Take the hurt and come and get healing for it as spiritual care. Call up, make an appointment, 269-929-2901. Get an appointment to come in for the healing of the hurt. And then take all the different false belief systems you develop and write them into true statements and renew your mind and break down that stronghold and begin breaking the lies that you're believing. And remember, a lie only has power if you believe it. If you don't believe it, it has no power over you. So the strongholds must be identified, the hurts must be healed, and the lies must be changed into truth, and the mind must be renewed. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable God, which is a reasonable act of service. But be ye not conformed to the pattern of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see, it's critical that you're transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. Now, you have some pathways in your brain. Some of them good, some of them not good. They've been there for a long time. So breaking these strongholds takes intentionality, and it takes a lot of thought, and it takes a lot of work, but it can be done. And, you know, that's why I recommended episode 52, Breaking the Enemy's Lies, and then episode 70 and 71, Changing the Way You Think, part 1 and part 2. Really critical. The other thing you have to be able to do if you want to break destructive cycles is you have to change the way you view yourself and what you say about yourself. You know, the Bible says the power of life and death is in the tongue, and you can eat the fruit thereof. If you say, I'm a loser, I'm a loser, I'm a loser, then what you're going to be is a loser. Not because you're a loser, but because you bought into the lie. And then when you speak those type of words, demons are waiting to formulate their plans against you based on what you say. It's the same way when you begin to pray scripture in God's word. Psalm 103 verse 20 says, the angels hearken to the voice of God and they do the word of God. So when you quote and you confess God's word, it activates the angels to come work on your behalf. But at the very highest level, if you are going to change your behavior and who you are, you got to have a new revelation of who God has made you to be and what his plan is for your life. Now, at Spiritual Care, we often go through the I Am statements, and we have people say them out loud every day. And you know what? Some people say to me, why would I say these out loud when I don't even believe them? And the thing is, you didn't start saying the negative things about you every day right away, but the more you said the negative things that you've said about yourself, the more you come to believe them. So the power of life and death is in the tongue. Let's look at some things that God says about you and he says about me if we put our hope and our faith in him. Listen to this. I am God's child. I am beautifully created. I am Christ's friend. I am accepted. I am clothed in his righteousness. I am sound-minded. I am an overcomer. I am forgiven. I am seated with Christ in heavenly realms. I am complete in Christ. I am peaceful. I am free from all fear. I am Holy Spirit controlled. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. I am God's workmanship, created for good works. I am confident to come before God in prayer, and I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. I am confident. I am brave. I am bold. I am a treasure. Amen. And why do I say these things out loud? Because they have more power when you confess them out loud where the enemy can hear them. Now, your identity is critical in who you are and who you become. Here's how. If you believe you can't do it, you won't do it. It isn't because you can't do it, but you bought into the lie that you can't do it, therefore you won't do it. If a woman believes she's not worth anything and that she's a piece of dirt, then she will find a man and she will marry somebody and she will settle for somebody that is not good for her. Same thing with guys. Same very thing. You will, out of a low self-esteem, or if your Christ identity is not solid, it'll cause your life to go in directions you don't want them to go. And so it's really important. Your identity is key to everything. It's just like in college. If you got a really hard class coming up, but you don't think you can pass it, you probably won't. But if you have a hard class coming up and you say, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, then you probably will pass it, because if Jesus called you to that college, he will help you get through and pass your classes. And so it's just like on the job. It's like wanting a better job. Let's say that you've got your eyes on a job. You've never done it before, but you believe God wants you to have it, but you don't believe you can. Well, then you won't. But if you say, hey, Lord, I know that you want to help me to get a different job, and I know through all Christ, I can do all things, and you, when you open the door, you don't shut it. So, Lord, I believe if I get that job, I can do it. So and then you believe God for that job. So your identity is really, really critical, whether it's your job, your home, your marriage, your ministry. What you believe about yourself does matter. And the words of your mouth chart a course for the future of your life, and you want to have a good future. The other thing we talk about a lot in spiritual care is new pathways, new ways of thinking. So we always say, if you get inner healing for your hurt, and by the way, the Inner Healing Podcast on the Healing Begins Podcast channel is number 68. If you get inner healing, but you don't change the way you think and break the lies you believe and develop new pathways, new ways of thinking, then you will never break out of old destructive patterns of behaviors. You know, in spiritual care, we have 20 new pathways we teach every client. And these new pathways will help you to understand when you're operating out of an old way of thinking and will help you to be able to adjust what you're doing. Here is, I'm going to read some of these pathways to you. Pathway number one. Forgiveness is not a one-time event, but a lifestyle. How important is it for us to know how to walk in forgiveness with those that have hurt us and offended us? You know, it says in Ephesians, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Don't give the devil a foothold. Well, I don't want the devil to have a foothold in my life. So, Lord, help me to walk in forgiveness with people each and every day. How about pathway number two? Healing is not a one-time event, but a process. So, what do we do with the stress, the anxiety, the depression when it tries to come back? Well, it's simple. You give it to Jesus. You let Jesus take it. And then you ask him to heal you and fill you with the Holy Spirit and change what you're thinking on. How about pathway number three? God wants us to live our lives in health and wholeness. If your soul isn't doing well, then you're not doing well. Your soul can dictate how you eat, how you spend your money, many different things. Like, I've heard people say, man, I was depressed. You know what I did? I went out and got me a quart of Häagen-Dazs ice cream. Man, I feel so much better. Or another lady said, I'm depressed, so I took my husband's credit card and I went shopping and I feel so much better now. So that's your soul dictating what you're doing. And so if your soul is wounded from the events of the past, you need to come for the healing of that, because it's possible to get over that and get through that. That was a third pathway. Pathway four, we're dependent on the power of the Holy Spirit every day. You can't do this on your own. Change does not come through human strength, but it comes through revelation of what God has said about you, and it comes through His power working in and through you. All right. Pathway number five, casting your cares on the Lord is a daily process. You know, when I was younger, we used to play that game, the straw that broke the camel's back. You remember that game? And then we'd all be putting straws on the camel's back. Then the last person that put their straw on that broke the camel's back, they lost. But you see, it's like this. In life, we're like that camel. We don't know the straws are adding up, and we need to get rid of them so we can become the person that God wants us to be. So don't let the straws gather up. So, all right. Pathway number six, taking every thought captive. 2 Corinthians 2, verses 4 and 5. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to the pulling down of strongholds and fortresses. We pull down every high and lofty thing that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take every thought and make it obedient to Jesus. And so this is one pathway that if you could perfect and do perfectly, you could win every battle. The battle is either won or lost in the mind. That's where destructive cycles, you either win them or lose them in the battle of the mind. So God made our neuroplasticity. He made our brain so that you could actually rewire the way you think. And so it takes time, because have you ever done something so much without thinking about it, you did it? Like, try to drive down the road in your car sometime. If you like listening to your music, just say, I'm going to drive all the way home with no music. You'd be driving your car down the road and you naturally reach to turn your radio on. Why? You're so used to doing that. In the same way, the things that we have done over and over and over that are not healthy for us are really ingrained in our brains, and we've got to do something different to work, to wear a new groove in our brain to get those things out of our brain. So taking every thought captive. Should I think about this thought, or should I give this thought to Jesus? What should I do with this thought? So taking every thought captive. Number seven, keeping an attitude of gratitude. There's another good one. Your attitude determines your altitude. I don't know if I've ever told you this story. Have you heard about the story about the two frogs that fell in a can of cream? They kicked and they sputtered. They kicked and they sputtered, and the one little froggy wiped his creamy eyes and said, the world isn't going to miss one more frog, and he gave up and he died. The other frog thought, the world isn't going to miss one more frog, but I'm not going to give up. He kicked and he sputtered. And he kicked and he sputtered and he hopped out via butter. Praise the Lord. And so, your attitude determines your altitude, determines how well you go and how high you fly. Then pathways 8 and 9, we've talked about them. There's power in our words and there's power in speaking God's word. I'm not going to go through all these pathways this morning, but you've got to develop, if you're going to change, if you get the healing for your soul, you still got to change the way your mind thinks. So you might have to go to counseling. You might have to come to spiritual care. You might have to see someone for a while so you can break out of that old pattern that you've been in for years that the Lord Himself wants to get you out of. And so I want to encourage you today. If you've made mistakes and you find yourself, you found yourself off the beaten path so many times, today is a new day. Accept God's forgiveness Get back up. Go on. God doesn't condemn you. That's the enemy. God might convict us for the way we're living, but he will never condemn us because we make mistakes or we fall or we didn't do something the right way. God doesn't work like that, and he doesn't operate like that. And so if you don't know Jesus today as your Savior and you're listening to this, I invite you to know him. Just say, Jesus, I want to know you. Come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins and be my Savior. I know you love me. I know you died for me so I could have eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you prayed that prayer, let us know. Let us know how you like this channel. So you can break out of destructive cycles. It takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. So you can't give up. If you've been in the process for 3 months or 2 months, don't give up. Some processes take longer depending on what happens. Now, yes, I believe in the God that can do miracles, and I'll pray for that. I'll pray for God to help you break out of those things quicker. But more than not, I see people going through process. And remember the scripture, I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. What a great scripture. I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus, and nothing can or will separate me from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Let me pray for you. Lord, I pray for those that are listening today that are trying to break out of some old patterns, some old ways of thinking they have found in their life that they want to break free. Lord, in the name of Jesus, give them the power to break free. Lord, in Jesus' name, I pray for the presence of Jesus and the angels to be with each person that is listening right now. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, give people the strength, the courage. Help them not to feel condemned. If they fall down, help them to get right back up and keep right going. Lord, keep them in the palm of your hand, Lord. And I pray that you continue to minister to them by your Spirit, giving them your peace and the ability to run the race, to seek your face, and to fight the good fight of faith. I thank you, Lord, that you love each and every person. And even when we fall down, your love never changes for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, I want to thank you for joining me for Healing Begins. I would just love to hear from you. My email is Gale, G-A-L-E, at spiritualcareconsultants.com. We would love to hear from you. I just want to end with a blessing. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious to you, and give you peace. May you always know and understand that you serve the God of the impossible. Have a good morning.